So this is about the pandemic. It's called Where is Our Prague Spring? Where is the tango, the close embrace, so far gone now? Where is the waltz traveling in tandem, the Cajun two-step, its complicated wrapping of the arms around each other's waists? Where is the rolling around on the floor with other dancers, the taking of someone's full weight over my back, the lifting, the flying, the tumbling, the puppy pile of humans, that dance? Where is my 25-year marriage? When was the last time I was touched? Where are the faces, the mouths, the noses, the chins? Except for my sons or someone's on the other side of the street, gone, say their names. Where is the face beneath the mask, beneath the hat, the sunglasses, the face shield? I forget to look in anyone's eyes if they are wearing a mask. Whose face can I see now, except on the Zoom screen? And there, making eye contact is tricky. Where is the holding of hands, the touching of cheeks, the common breath? Where is our Prague spring, our Dubček, that flowering of art and government, of commonality and uniqueness that was so brutally crushed? I was there on the other side in the Soviet Union in 1968, in those hours before the morning we flew out. We heard Soviet planes all night long, flying out of Kiev. What was that about? Arriving in Vienna, we found out. People escaped from Czechoslovakia, strapped to the underneath of rail cars. It would be 1989 before a new flowering there, the Velvet Revolution. Where is our Velvet Revolution, our Prague Spring? Or as in Estonia, our Singing Revolution? Where is our Enlightenment, our Age of Science, our Renaissance, our Age of Reason, our Golden Era? In this strange age, I live in a fishbowl house of fog. On humid mornings, as mornings here almost all are, the bare trees of winter extend their black limbs through the silvery fogscape. On the few dry mornings, the brown mountains can be seen as the sun rises, shedding light on the few remaining red leaves. The wild turkeys that cross my path, 11 of them moving so slowly, fully grown, their browns and reds and greens and maybe blues are muted in the woods. It is almost Thanksgiving Day. These 11, hopefully, will survive. At any time of day, one may hear shooting in the woods. I have to ignore it. Oh, that.